had applied to the Department of Energy to start implementing a plan that would go through a testing and development stage, understanding new technology that could be used for floating platforms to look at extracting that technology. And we received a Department of Energy grant last October, was announced, and actually we just finally got a contract a week or 10 days ago, so we're in the early stage, to look at deploying, to understanding floating platform technologies, evaluating that technology, starting out with scale models that can be tank tested, figuring out which technologies make the most sense, going up to the next scale of technology and actually doing a demonstration in the test site, and then based on the information on that test site, starting to look at what is the optimum design for a large-scale commercial turbine that could be deployed in the Gulf of Maine. Our contract goes over the next 2 years, and just some scheduling of what we're looking at, just to get a scope of what we anticipate to happen out here. First step is we have to actually apply for the permits. The state legislation, LD 1465, and if anybody wants a copy of that, we can get you that. It's posted on the web. Has a pretty, it's very specific in dictating what we have to do as far as supplying data, collecting data, and monitoring the site. Everything from the biological to the physical to operations and navigation and all those aspects of it. So we're in that process right now of collecting all the data that we have available that we know about for the test site off of Monhegan and understanding where we don't have data and data that we do have. Part of our next step of that is we actually have to sit down with the federal and state agencies, show them what we have, and get their feedback on that so we can complete the permitting process. That's going to happen over the next few months. One of the first things that we have to do on the site before we start designing or looking at technology is what we call micro-siting and geophysical investigation. We know where the site is. We know some of the basic bottom characteristics from people who've done work there before. We need to do more in-depth studies of looking at the bottom characteristics, so we know how to start thinking about designing different types of anchoring systems and mooring systems, and also a survey of what's living on the bottom right now, so we know what the baseline information is, what we have to then design a plan for installation to minimize impact, and then we need to monitor it afterwards. So the micro-siting geophysical investigations are going to be over the next 6 or 7 months, and we'll use that information to start looking at the design of the actual structures. Environmental and ecological impacts, as I said, are part of the permitting process, both understanding what's going on now, doing baseline information, and then over the course of the project, monitoring as we go forward. LD 1465, which is the permitting regulation, also has requirements on reporting to the federal agencies and the state agencies, so that if we see anything that's changing, we have to adapt. We call it adaptive management. We have to change the way we're doing things in order to minimize those impacts. The definite example of our wildlife specific studies that we have required to do what we want to do. Lobsters, some of the fisheries, salmon and mackerel, marine mammals such as whales and dolphins, aerial vertebrates, seabirds and bats. As part of that, this is all monitoring, not collecting animals or anything like that. It's different types of sensing technologies, visual and audio and radar, et cetera, to understand what's going on there during that time. So, as I said, the micro-siting is in the bathymetric surveys. Historically significant resources, that's a state requirement. Typically, it's standard in any submerged land leasing type activity. Near shore, they're looking for shipwrecks and other types of archaeological sites. We have to do a site plan, very much like you would do for any building development. And then navigation and safety plan all come out of that. We have to consult with and report to all the cooperating environmental agencies like DMR, Inland Fisheries and Wildlife, Coast Guard, NOAA, Army Corps of Engineers. And we have to develop specific plans for the siting, the navigation, project removal, any remedial action if we have any issues, and, as I said before, the monitoring aspects of that. Those are plans and reports that have to be done as part of that. Prior to the permitting, once we have our consultation with the state agencies and the federal over the next month, as part of our plan, we also have to sit down with the, we have to share that information with the Washington Zone Councils and the Municipal Governance Center, also part of that. So, you know, as we go forward with developing these plans, we'll be coming back to you folks and showing you what's going on and trying to get your input as much as possible. That's sort of the 30,000-foot level.